We continue the shiur in Navi, Jewish history. Tonight's shiur is on a very controversial topic, and there are certain times when it is advisable for a person not to get involved in a controversy. Stay out of controversies. The Gemara itself advises a person to stay out of arguments. Keep on the side of peace. Other times when it is definitely wrong for a person not to become involved. In this case, this controversial topic, David or Bathsheba, King David and Bathsheba, a very controversial topic, one that is discussed many places and in different forms, is a topic where every Jew should become involved and take sides with the contention of pure faith, because this story itself is actually a test of faith. Now, this story written in the Torah must be explained in all four forms that the Torah is studied in. It is called Pardes. Pardes stands for Pshat, Remez, Drush, and Sod. That means the simple translation of the story as it is written in the Torah itself, in the Navi. The Remez and Drush means the explanations, the deeper thoughts, the hints that are found hidden in the words, and the additional drush of the Chachamim, the rabbis of the Gemara, and then finally the Sod, the deep secrets that are found throughout the Torah in general, and especially in this case, the story which represents a Yisod, a foundation of our faith. We find the Gemara in Avodah Zarah, Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai Zal says that King David could not have committed this act in the first place. It was impossible. Because the Pasuk says about King David, V'libi cholo v'kirbi, my heart is like a vacuum. My heart is empty. Whereas the average person has in his heart a section, a quarter of his heart is filled with the Yetzirah, with the evil inclination, the evil desire, the taiva, my heart is empty at that point. I have no Yetzirah left. I've completely eradicated any evil desire from my heart. If his heart was pure of any type of taiva, Yetzirah, how could he have failed this test? How could he have had a desire for any woman, especially an Ashes Ish, married woman? Therefore, King David could not have committed this crime at all, being a perfect tzaddik. Why then did this story take place? Gemara says, Shem Yechoizal says, the story took place as a pre-planned incident, pre-planned by King David and Hashem. It was predetermined, decided by both, that this whole story should take place, be written in the Torah for a reason. It was worth it, King David said, to have his name besmirched in the eyes of ordinary laymen. But let these laymen know, all future generations, let every single Jew know, the greatest sinner among Jews know, that if he ever commits a serious crime, as serious as this, or worse, it does not mean the end of that Jew. That Jew should know that the gates of tshuva, of repentance, are open to him. Because if one as great as King David, so high, so mighty in purity, so holy in stature, can commit a crime of such intensity and still be forgiven after repenting, then certainly I, the smallest Jew, could surely receive forgiveness if I repent. This would strengthen every single Jew who might go astray, who might commit a sin, and the knowledge, be fortified with that knowledge that he still could repent and still could purify himself. There's no such thing as giving up hope, Chas V'Shalom. This was the true motive of King David in having this whole story take place. These are the words of Shmi Yechoizal in the Gemara. However, Begashmi, as he said, physically this could not have happened because, Libi Cholo, my heart is a vacuum.